Correct. Pardon me, sir.
This is going to be a commutation hearing for Corey Kaiser. DOC number is 293694. Mr. Kaiser is currently serving a 10-year sentence for molestation of a child. He is asking for a reduction of 4 years from there. If he received a 4-year reduction in his sentence, his SED date would be July 8, 2020. Right now, his SED date is July 5th, 2024. According to the commutation application, Mr. Corey Kaiser states that he was going through a rough time and he experiences loneliness and abandonment. His feelings for his girl were the only source of affection that he got. He said after many hours of watching sex acts on the internet, he abused his daughters. They were his adopted daughters. According to the police report, on February 11, 2013, victim number two reported to a school speedster that her father had touched her and hurt her, and also had hurt her sister, victim one. School staff contacted law enforcement, who contacted the victim's mother by phone. The mother told the Pima County Sheriff that she became aware of the sexual acts by her daughter, by her husband, the defendant. On October 1st, 2013, she confronted the defendant and stated that was disgusting, became defensive. She immediately filed for an order of protection and told the defendant to move out of her house. Subsequently, police did interview the other, all three victims. It was the victims all stated that the defendant had sexually assaulted them. The defendant, Mr. Kaiser, then was arrested, went to trial. During the trial, he took a plea agreement. During the plea agreement, he took an agreement that three of the charges would be dismissed. The charge that he was charged with was for a 10-year sentence. That was the presumptive sentence that he actually received, and that was just for one count. He could have been charged with three counts, according to the three victims, as well as some other counts. So he did receive the presumptive term, which is the active term that he is serving now for the 10 years. I do see that he has taken several classes since he's been incarcerated in prison, and he's been involved in numerous classes, and also he has several letters of support included here in his file. I also see that he has several people here to speak on his behalf who are in support of Mr. Kaiser. I'm going to ask if I have seven people here in support of Mr. Kaiser. I have a James Kaiser, who is Mr. Kaiser's father. I have looks like a Diana Patrick, who is the aunt, Ms. Hooper, I think it is Dodie Hooper, who is the aunt, a cousin, Donnie Hens, Gary Kaiser, who is an uncle, Darren Kaiser, who's a brother, and Jane Kaiser, who's also a brother. Does everybody wish to testify? Or does everybody testify? Okay, so what I'm going to do is that we have seven people. I'm going to ask you to limit your testimony to 2 to 3 minutes. And for I'm going to let you choose the order that you choose to come up and participate or talk. So when you do come up there in the order that you choose, please come up to the mic, state your full name, and then present any information to the board that you'd like the board to have. Sir, and I see you've been standing there, so I'm assuming that you're going to be first.
All right, sir.
Okay.
I'm James Kaiser, Corey's father. I want to thank the board for this opportunity to speak to the board on behalf of my son. I want to really stress the fact that we are a tight family. I do kind of feel sorry that I kind of let my son down in the past. I would not recognize the hardships he was going through at the time. But tried to be with him quite a few days out of the month. He was in Florence, now in Kingman. It's a little harder to get up there, but we do spend as many as 2 and 3 days with him as often as we can. We want to stress that this whole family is behind Corey, and we're willing to do anything we need to in the future. Security systems, whatever we need to do at the house. He's going to live with us. We're going to be behind him all the way. And I want to thank you again for this opportunity to speak in the son's behalf. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My name's Aaron James Geiser, Corey's oldest brother. Reading what happened was very difficult to believe that my brother was capable of that. He's a very good kid. I'm 10 years older than him, so I was kind of proud of the house when he was growing up, but he's always been a good kid. In childhood, he had learning difficulties, but he overcame that and was able to go through a trade school. He's a diesel mechanic technician, loves his work. He would be very productive. His boss told him that when he gets out, if there's a position open, he would fully retire him. I've visited Corey many times, and I believe that he is truly sorry for what has happened. That period in his life, I didn't recognize that he was having issues, and I have kids of my own. They were in high school at the time, so we didn't spend a lot of time together, but I just don't believe that he would ever be commit some kind of act like this. I just get that from talking to him. He's truly sorry, and he wants to come back and become a good citizen. And I hope you guys will take that into consideration. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Board, any questions?
Yes,
thank you, sir.
Okay. Like I said, if there's anything I can do to help him, I'll have a problem with that.
Thank you.
I'm James Kaiser. I'm Corey Kaiser's older brother. Don't want to take up your time. I do want to bring to the point that my little brother is very, very passive person. He's not very aggressive. He's a very quiet individual. And for that reason, I feel like some of the family members may have missed some of the struggles. He was having marriage difficulties at the time. I'm not condoning anything. I just want to say that, you know, growing up with him, I was probably closer to him than anybody. And he's always, everything he's ever struggled with, he's always overcome. You know, he had learning difficulties, but he went on, he got trades. He's worked very hard at everything. I know he's very remorseful for what's happened. And I just honestly feel like that he has more to offer society. And I just want to give you guys an insight into his background. I appreciate the time to speak to you.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Thank you. You can still speak if you didn't sign up, if you'd like to speak.
Hello, I'm Diana Patrick. I'm his aunt. I've just recently moved back to Florida, but every time I have come to see Corey and the kids, he's been the gracious father. He's stopped everything he's been doing and brought the kids to bring us to the park or wherever we could meet. I've always been so proud of Corey because of his achievements. I've watched him since he graduated in Colorado and through here, and I just cannot believe this has happened. But I know we'll all stand behind him and try to give him the direction he needs. Thank you. Any questions?
No, the board has a question.
No, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Gary Kaiser. I'm Corey's uncle. And during the time frame that this took place, I was living very, very close to him and was not aware of what was the troubles he was having. But we know what's going on now, and we are, I myself and my wife, are prepared to help Corey in any way that possible to, and I believe in my heart that he will not repeat the acts that he's accused of. I know that he'll be very useful in society again. He's got a great job. He's got a great boss when he gets out of prison. And that combined, I think he will do very, very well. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead, any questions?
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay.
I'm Judy Hopper. I'm Corey's aunt. And the main thing I have to say is he is a wonderful kid, always has been. And his parents and I are all getting much older. And I feel that it would be best the sooner that he could come home and have so much family support, all of us parents, and his aunts and uncles still alive, would be very beneficiary to him to have the support while it's still available. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So, and I appreciate you taking the time to hear from us. But I do feel, I mean, you still will have cousins and brothers to support him. But we would also like to have a chance to support him too. So thank you very much.
Thank you. What a blessing.
Thank you.
I'm Linda Kyler, and I'm Corey's mother. And we hate missing this time with him, and we're getting older, and I would appreciate it if he could get out sooner and spend time with us. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak for Mr. Kaiser? Anyone supportive for Mr. Kaiser? Okay, I want to thank all of the family for, you know, taking that opportunity to come out and show that support of Mr. Kaiser. At this time, the board is going to go into discussion. I see, and it's great that Mr. Kaiser has all the support that he has that's coming out here. Whether he's released at this time or he's released at another time, it's going to be important for him to have that family support whenever he has the opportunity to be released. It's our job on this board to determine whether the sentence that he received was an excessive sentence is the basis for making a recommendation to pass this on to phase two. According to the court documents, He had one count of sexual conduct with a minor. Those charges, counts 1, 2, and 4, those charges were dismissed. as a result of the plea agreement. Had those charges not been dismissed, he would have received a much greater term. And the charges for counts 3 and 5, they were amended and to a lesser charge would have presumptive of 10 years of a prison sentence that was actually there. He did originally have the sexual contact with a minor, sexual contact with a minor of 15 years, which could take a consecutive longer term. But although Mr. Corey Kaiser is attending classes, that he's doing well, he has a job that would be available for him if there's a job opportunity that would be available, if there's a job opening for him when he gets out. He is taking classes, and I do want to note that he's taking those classes while he's been incarcerated. However, at this time, based on the court documents, I do not find that the sentence is excessive for what he received. Again, he received a presumptive sentence of 10 years on a amended charge. He had 3 charges of sexual conduct with a minor under 15 years old that were all dismissed as a result of the plea agreement. So, although I sympathize with the Mr. Kaiser's family, I still do not find that, based on the information that we have, that the sentence was excessive. As a matter of fact, he received more of a minimal sentence than he could actually receive as a presumptive at those charges that have actually been dismissed. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I agree with you.
Okay. Based on the information that we have on the file of this case here with Mr. Corey Kaiser, ADC number 293694, I am going to make the motion to not pass the sentence, not excessive, and to not pass this on to a phase 2 hearing.
Second.
Agree.
That's going to conclude this hearing at this time. Again, I do want to thank the family for coming out. I do understand the issue. I think our full board understands those issues. However, we have to make a determination whether this sentence is excessive to what he actually received based on this plea agreement and the court documentation that we actually have, that sentence is not excessive to compared to the amount of time that he could have had with those 3 charges dismissed, as well as them amending the second charges, that the court showed quite a bit of leniency. And I'm going to thank that probably the family was there at the time the court hearing, which probably had a lot to do with that. But we don't find that the sentence that Mr. Corey Kaiser received is excessive. Therefore, we made a motion to, the board voted to not pass it on to the phase 2 hearing because this sentence we find is not excessive. But I do thank you again for coming out and appearing. That's going to conclude this hearing at this time.